Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name is Owen, and of course I'm with Marius.
It's lovely to be here.
And of course, Abby.
I'm Abby.
See, we're here. That's it.
It's like we never left.
It's like we welcome to the first episode of 2023.
Woo!
Yes, Copy in Copenhagen. It's a podcast. It's a podcast about stuff. It's a podcast about life in Denmark. Mm-hmm. We talk about our lives here. We talk about news here. We talk about Scandinavia sometimes.
Yeah.
And we talk about whatever might actually just be on the top of our heads.
Sure.
Sometimes. Yeah. But mostly it's about Denmark. And
right now, Denmark. It's headphones on mine.
Good stuff. Okay.
It's going to be better than that for the rest of the show. We're
okay.
For those of you joining... For those of you joining for the first time, I'm Irish. I've been living here for 5 years. Abby, you're American. How long have you lived here?
Also five years. That's cute.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
We're so cute.
What month did you move?
November.
Oh, December. So actually, Owen has lived here longer.
Yet I speak not a lick of the language.
I'm more assimilated than Owen.
But you have a Danish...
I have a whole Danish family.
Yeah, so. I have a Danish partner, but not a whole Danish family. Mm-hmm.
No. You haven't made a Dane yet.
I haven't made a Dane.
I made two Danes. Yeah.
And of course, speaking of Danes, we have our Dane in the studio, Marius.
Hi, Elsam. I've lived here for 38 years. I'm crushing it.
All right, well let's just get straight into it. I'm gonna hand the reins to you, Marius. What are you bringing to us today?
Well, I bring some rather sad news.
Oh no.
Every now and then there is a year where a lot of terrible shit happens.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been like a 4 or 5 in a row lately, but yeah, sure.
It feels like every year right now. Yeah. But maybe remember back to the year where all our beloved celebrities died.
2016.
Yeah. Was it 16? Wasn't it 17?
Was it 17?
I think it was 17.
Could be.
It was a rough year.
Which celebrities do you beloved?
Oh, so you were happy Bowie died?
That's going
on the record. Happy? Love?
No. But let's get back to how Owen loves the Queen.
Anyway, this year it's not celebrities. Oh. This year it's supermarkets that's having an annus horribilis.
No. Oh no!
Yes, it's very sad. It all started with Fakta, that's shutting down.
What?
That's been changed into this 360.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 360. Yeah, okay.
That's the new Fakta.
Right.
365.
Yeah, 365.
Could you get your facts right?
I could.
It's on my corner. That's my local grocery store.
365 discount.
Discount, yes.
Yeah.
Ah,
you get your facts right now, baby.
Shoot.
Throw it around facts
right,
like
right,
that.
You're 365 discount.
Well, anyway, they've changed name. They've had a name change. Kvickly, Superbosen, and soon Irma will also shut down.
Oh my God.
Yes, it's very tragic. Superbosen is sort of also biting the dust, but Brosen will continue for a little bit.
Okay, so it just won't be super anymore.
No, it's just it's now.
They should have really considered keeping the super one and just cutting the Brosen.
Yeah.
But the biggest victim of this, and it's a merger, so they're like, it's Coop owns all these, that's the major conglomerate company that owns it all, and then they have all these different brands of supermarkets. Uh-huh. And Irma will be the biggest victim of a giant merger, where they're sort of... putting together all of a bunch of shops, making them into just a Coop shop.
They could not have picked one that would disappoint me more. Like, I am really, really disappointed by this.
Yeah.
Irma is the grocery store I like to go to when I want to feel rich.
Yep.
Yes.
When I want to feel like I'm just grocery shopping, but for a whole meal that I don't have to cook. It's the one I go to when I'm like...
I want to be treated like a human being.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be... An icon that's a little girl in a maid skirt. That's what I want.
That isn't overly sexualized.
No.
Like, It's classic.
I like that Mary's is like, it's just a little sexual.
That is the image for those who might not know.
Oh
that,
my
you didn't just completely
God.
Divert into a conversation about little girls not being sexualized. That is the image used by Irma. Irma's the name, right?
Irma's
the little,
name.
Yeah. The little girl's name.
Oh, is yeah. it?
Well, I mean, it's called Irma, the Irma lady, the Irma girl.
Right, okay.
This...
she's got
yeah.
a bob haircut, like
yes.
a little bob.
Yeah, very cute, very
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, so cute.
And
I
it
really...
was a girl, actually.
Uh-huh.
But then later it was made into a woman because it was the architect.
Because child slavery.
Labor.
Like,
labor laws got in involved.
But apparently it was the architect who came up with this design. He based it on his daughter. So that's what
okay, so few questions. If you're not Irma, who are you? Like, where would you go? Because you're absolutely yeah. right. Irma is like the I want to feel rich.
Yeah,
shopping.
Mm. Yeah.
So where?
It's also the
go?
Only supermarket with any kind of like customer service. I feel like.
But then what? Okay, so that's the second. So my first question was, where'd you go? I'm a netto man. I'm a netto man.
Yeah,
true
look,
and true. I'm
a
netto
like
man.
A netto man.
It shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's not much of a selection, but I make it work.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
And I like the magical, mystical aisles down the back where you'll get a curry and 12-pack of underwear right next to each other.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah. So if there's no Emma, where do you go?
Yeah, what's the new fancy?
I mean, Fotex. You go to Fotex and you stay and you get jostled around by a million people, but you can get the same fancy progress. Not all of them. Like, Emma had... cheddar cheese popcorn in tiny bags that you could hardly fit your hand into.
Yep.
And so you felt even richer because you're like, oh God, this is rich people popcorn. Rich people have little hands.
Fotex is definitely the poorer man's Irma.
Yeah, but also like...
And
it's
got an identity crisis as well because it sells everything in there.
Yes, and it's too big. It's not
it's
a pleasant
big.
Experience.
It's too big and they have... Yeah, I don't know. Irma is like...
I mean, Menu is the kind of the I don't approve, but they're trying to beat Yema.
There was a Menu on my corner that got changed into a Rima Tuzend, and I appreciate Rima Tuzend. I want to say, too, that I think all Danish grocery stores sound like they're named after robots. Factor. Rima Tuzend.
Netto.
Netto. Coop 365 discount.
Quickly. Yeah. Quickly. Quickly. Quickly.
Vortex. Super Posen.
Aldi.
Well, Aldi's also fucking off. They're fucking off. They're leaving. They're leaving. They're going
really?
Back to
they're
Germany.
Going back to Germany.
Yeah, oh. Aldi is not the is no more either.
Hmm. What the where are we going to go?
Coop.
It's gonna be Coop. It's Coop. It's
but there are Coops out there already, right? You can go into a Coop store now, can't you?
They're not strictly called Coop, but they will now.
They're all yeah, okay.
Become
oh, okay.
these new
right,
Coop
right, okay,
shops,
okay, okay.
And they will carry some of EMS classic products, so you will still be able to buy them at EMS.
What about the popcorn?
Greatest hits. I don't know about the popcorn.
Tiny hand, rich people popcorn.
Tiny hand, rich people popcorn. When I want to feel really fancy, I only buy one. Because, like, rich people still have to want things. You know, like, you can't, like, be fully sated and be rich.
Uh-huh.
No. Yeah.
So, like, I, as, like, a non-rich person, I want to be sated. Like, I, like, will just, like, eat junk food until I'm, like, done eating junk food. But when I'm... in Emma, gotta pretend to be rich. I just buy one bag of that little popcorn because I know it won't be enough. My big hand.
You don't fold a lot there.
I also pour, because my hand won't fit in, I pour it into a bowl, which I would like never do with any other snack. Like, when it comes in a bag, why?
There's your bowl right there.
Yeah.
Ready made bowl.
Yeah.
Hold on. Have we named all of them? Is there any supermarket not being affected by this crazy change?
Fotex.
Fotex is not affected. Bilka is technically also.
I mean,
also
who,
sounds like a robot.
Bilka. Like, have any of you been in a Bilka? Before?
I don't think so. No.
I don't know. If
is that
I
a Jutland thing?
Bilka's
more
like
more of a Jutland thing.
Yeah.
Bilka's like one of those grocery stores. You know how when? Do you know the books, The Berenstain Bears?
It sounds familiar.
Okay, it's like a family of bears in America. Like, we grew up reading them.
Uh-huh.
But there are people, and I'm one of them, in America that, like, swear that they changed the spelling of Berenstain Bears. Like we can see
I heard this. Yeah.
Bell, and you can like see, and you can see it the way that you remember it, and you can see it the way that it is now. And they're like, we didn't change it. And I feel like Bilk is a grocery store like that. I'm like, oh yeah, I know Bilk is a grocery store. Do I?
Yeah. I've shopped there for years, yeah. Haven't I?
What does that font look like? I don't know.
Could you be able to tell me where there's one in Copenhagen?
I think I would say there's one on Nørrebrogade because there's one on, there's everything on Nørrebrogade, but like I can't picture where it is.
I don't. I've never seen one down there. So Amma, maybe.
Yeah,
probably is Amma. Yeah,
there's one in Østerbro. I have like an image of one in Østerbro, but I wouldn't be able to play
Debbie,
it.
Debbie.
Debbie knows.
Are you listening? Where's there a Bilka? You're the only one I trust. And Roger. Roger and Debbie are
call out listeners. To our listeners.
Those are the two listeners we know are listening. I really would love it if you told me where a Bilka was.
In closing, I just wanna say goodbye to three of my favorite Yema products. Kind of a little eulogy to those. I mean, it was expensive, but Yema had a chicken salad that was just unrivaled. it was pre-made, so, you know, I'm sure somebody can make a better homemade chicken salad. But this, I'm not a big chicken guy.
No, you're.
I love
you're
this chicken
pretty,
salad.
You're a pretty average height chicken guy.
Yema's chili corn chips, two for $29.95.
God.
My dad, when he had a really stressful day, I would know when he came home late from work, and he would take out two bags chili corn chips, and we would have a little pre-snack before he made dinner because he'd had a long day, and we would bond over those.
That is a wonderful way of dealing with a bad day.
Yeah. That is so sweet.
And my dad was not a snacker. He would not. He would not buy sweet stuff.
But is your dad still alive?
Yeah.
What the?
Actually, he just it was his birthday yesterday.
Oh my god, happy birthday!
Shout out to Lorne Mark Lathy, 69.
Whoa. Okay, let's get him some chili bag. Let's get him some
while
chips
we still out. Can.
While we still can. Yeah. I bought him I was in Geneva yesterday. This is like tangent before I give you my final favorite humor product. And you know, Switzerland, chocolate. And like, oh shit, it's my dad's birthday. I was like, oh, I should get him some chocolate. And then I ended up buying 400 quarters chocolate.
Oh my god.
Because like, I didn't do the
they really got you.
Swiss franc translation calculation to kroners. I was like, wow. So you better fucking
that's why their
chocolate.
Banks are all doing so well.
But finally, Yema's Lou roll with the blue line really made you feel like you were part of the cultural elite when you had to take care of business.
With the blue line?
Yeah, it's like it has this kind of blue line.
Is it like if this line turns
yellow? It's like you gotta check it.
No, the it was purely line. Aesthetics.
Purely aesthetic toilet paper.
If this light changes color, you're using it correctly.
There are diapers, like, do you know that there are diapers that have like a blue line down the middle? That's why I asked this.
No.
I'm the only parent in the room, so I have to explain it to you.
No,
guys.
I didn't know that.
I have to parent-splain to you. There's a blue line on these diapers so that you can see if it turns green that like your kid has pissed in it. I'm like, you can also just like touch the diaper.
Or
you can also like see that. Like, there are many ways to tell a diaper is full, but now there's
distance,
one more.
From a distance,
the green line
across
still
the corridor,
looks blue.
Down the corridor with no pants blue. On. You're like, I think they're fine.
You can.
I'll get another one. Yeah, one more, please.
Anyway, that's how they came up.
Speaking of bodily functions.
Yeah,
that'll do. That'll be
not
a segue.
It's okay to talk about
bodily
things.
Functions.
We
then.
All have.
No, it wasn't a question of saying bodily functions. It was more of the segue. Was it like accurate or not? There is a it's a maybe bit of news, but it was something that I found interesting that I wasn't aware of before. It's maybe. So this is this new segment called Maybe News. Maybe.
My face just lit up. I was like, this is great.
I feel like it needs a jingle. Maybe news.
So let me start off with how do you think organ donorship works?
This is like a series of excellent segues. This is like degrees of Kevin Bacon of segues. This is like
it's actually going. I'm getting down to government policy. Don't worry. It's like where it's technically going. But how do you think organ donating works in Denmark?
You die.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, there's a death. Or, like, actually, no. I think there's a pre-death thing that's, like, you...
I mean, yeah,
some guys take...
Say...
You almost die. You almost die.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I
see where you're going with this. Yeah, continue.
A lot of times, if you, because if you don't get to a body right away upon death, it's you almost die. You're, like, in a coma, in a medically induced or...
Well, first, I'm guessing you're alive, and then you say, hey, I'm cool with this.
Yeah, how far are we going back here?
Yeah.
All right, so.
First you're born. First your parents have sex. First your parents meet each other. They fall in love.
Yeah. Well, their about parents.
Some people are adopted.
Three and a half years in.
There's a lot of ways a family can be made, actually, here, Owen.
But what you're saying is
God created the earth in 7 days.
I should have put some brackets on that question. I should have structured that better.
No, I thought you were going to go back into.
But you both answered in what I would have assumed as well. You said you get to the point where it's coming close, and you're like, "Yes, I will do that." Right, which is opt in. That's what it's called, opt in donorship. So you make a choice. You say, so in Ireland, for instance, you write it on the back of your. Well, it used to be with the old
car.
Car?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, like in the dust on your car.
Close. Yeah. It was on the back of your driver's license.
Yeah, okay.
There's a little box and you tick and you sign and you're like full body donor, like organ donorship. But turns out the vast majority of Europe is opt out. So it's assumed you're giving your organs. Norway, Sweden, Iceland, Finland, UK, France, Spain, Italy, Netherlands, probably a few more, all are opt out. So you make a choice. I'm not going to give my Denmark is still opt-in.
Okay. Mm.
Ireland is as well, as I presume, because that's what we were doing. I haven't heard any change. But the Minister for Health, Sophie...
Klockenbogen.
Danish.
Just say a Danish word.
Yeah,
I'm not Klockenbogen. Allesammen.
I remember that was quite German.
L-E-H-D-E.
Yeah, you pronounced that beautifully. Thank you.
Sophie...
Lücke?
I could listen to this all day.
Lücke? Anyway, yeah. So, Health Minister Sophie said that she is in favor of opt-out and wants it to be brought up in Parliament and change it. Discuss.
Well, I think I have an immediate opinion on this.
Oh, good.
Okay, did you ever have a meal with Danish people?
Yes.
Where you share a plate of something and there's the last thing on the plate and the Danish people won't take it.
Yeah.
Don't you think they'll be like that with organs too?
So there's like
there's only they're like, we took the one kidney, like, oh, there's only one kidney left.
And they just leave, like, all the doctors are like, no. Yes, no, you could have it.
I'm stuffed. I couldn't possibly.
I've already been in there.
No, like literally stuffed. Like, no. I have as many kidneys as I could have.
I think it sounds like a great idea.
I was just surprised. This is how you should
do it with the advertising also. It should be like you should opt in to get advertising sent.
Oh.
Instead of opting out. Yeah, I actually had a friend who made a whole company based on this sort of and tried to get it to be some kind of on an EU legislation that it's an opt-in rather than opt-out of the commercials. Because you get these stickers to put on your letterbox that says commercials, no thank you.
Oh, God damn it. Please, yes, let's make that a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my goodness.
But would anyone ever put, like, please, yes, send me your thing? But also, you know what's interesting is I don't feel like this is going to be a hard sell for the country where you have to pay church tax unless you opt out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what a nice switch. Do you know that, Owen?
Yeah,
you
look confused. No. I'm confused for many reasons. But no, you have to, yes. But I think it's pretty straightforward when they ask you. When you get your yellow card, they ask you, right?
I don't think I was asked. I think you have to, like, petition to...
Oh, do you know what?
Yeah. So to pay a church tax, if you're listening from anywhere outside of Denmark, you might not know that in Denmark, even though in general, I would say it's a pretty, like, atheist country.
Secular.
Right, okay, that's
secular
a better word.
Is a phrase, I would think.
I think that the Irish guy is right on this. Secular is the phrase. And then, so, yes, there's not a whole lot of... church going, but you do automatically pay a church tax as if you're living in Denmark of what?
I think it's around, like, it's not that much. I think it comes to something like 1,000 kroners a year.
Okay, you automatically pay to the Danish church, unless you on purpose opt out of it. But you, so I don't know. I just feel like there's a precedent.
Yes, you're right. Sorry, my mistake. When I was talking about the yellow card was you were opted to become a member of your local church.
Oh.
In your yellow, in really? The form. Yeah, when
that's
I filled out,
wild.
When I filled out the form, huh. They're like, yeah, da, 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 and do you want to be a member of the local community, church community?
Wow.
And I was like, no. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. And it's just like randomly. So it's been wow. 5 years as yeah. we've already yeah, deduced yeah. in this yeah. episode. Yeah. But yeah, I believe it was.
Did you?
No. No. For a laugh.
The only God yeah. Owen worships is the monarchy.
Why is this a thing now? I give no opening for this.
You don't need to anymore.
No. This has been going on for months. Abby has been building this monarchical nightmare for me.
That's why I brought Abby in to help us.
Mary's was like,
I couldn't lift
get
this task on my own. I needed help, Owen.
the Australia's going to get rid of the monarchy on their printed money. Found that out today.
Ah.
So
the monarchy must be relieved. They're like, we've been stuck in this position forever.
That got the reaction it deserved.
Yeah.
Okay, and another slight piece of
any
information.
Any of you organ donors then?
I will be when it comes to it.
Yeah,
I haven't signed anything.
No.
But like, okay, but sorry.
But I think it's a good, like, it's not something I think about, but I'd be yeah. happy to. And yeah. you know.
I'm an organ donor in the States. Like, my driver's license says it. You have to pay $1 to become an organ donor. Okay. In the States, you like, and I think that's just, I don't really know why you do it, but it's like, it feels like you're really consenting. Because look, I gave you $1 for it. I don't
yeah,
know.
Okay, okay.
Maybe it was $2.
Do you get a card? Do you get a organ donor card?
You get, it says it on your driver's license because that's okay, how they yeah. assume you're going to die.
Yeah,
in a car. Yeah.
So at the moment, how it works is you register for donor donation through the website, Sundhed.
Sunhill.
Yep. you fill out an organ donor card, or this is actually a pretty safe one, indicated preference to a loved one. So you could tell a member of your family that, hey, listen, when I go, I want my organs gone.
Okay.
And they'd be like, sure.
That sentence is like so beautiful and set. Indicate a preference to a loved one yeah. about organ donation. Like, I don't know that something really touched me when you said that. It's like, or you can indicate I don't know. Do either of you know someone who has gotten a donated organ?
Oh, received one?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Or donated an organ who's
possibly donated.
You're like thinking of dead people. No, yeah, or like alive people.
Yeah, I'm thinking of just friends of mine.
Yeah.
Did John give a kidney away?
No, where did I get this kidney from? That was a wild night out.
I don't know.
I feel like I hear stories of like, you know, people who I know whose people they know, but I don't think I know anybody who has received an organ.
Mm.
I wonder what the stats are on how many people are running around with a foreign
organ. I mean,
organ.
They're, yeah, and are they running? That's what we
How well are they running?
How well are they taking care of these organs?
Yeah. Oh, wow. 84 people in Denmark donated their organs posthumously in 2022. 84? That's a tiny amount.
It is interesting because...
So another quick bit of news. Denmark is number one in not being corrupt.
In
transparency. International levels of transparency.
Surprise, surprise, Denmark's boring.
Well, it's exactly why you didn't get away with your ticket situation on the bus.
Shut up, Owen. It's a new year. We're not talking about that anymore.
Oh, well, I just
unless you
want to
be a monarchist for the rest of your life, I don't want to talk about this again.
I was just going to say that it all makes sense because Denmark is number one in transparency. And it goes right to
but
the man on the
bus. That wasn't really transparent. They did a bad job. They threatened my life. They didn't really. But I didn't like that interaction, even though I was technically partially wrong in it.
But is there a... sort of a tiny grain of you didn't read the rules.
Oh, you know what? Again today, actually, today again, I didn't get a chance to check in on the subway after I had already checked in on the bus.
Uh-huh.
The rules are, dear listeners, that you Even when you check in on the bus, if you switch to another mode of transportation, you're supposed to check in again without checking out between. You're supposed to do that just so they can track you better. But I think that's the truth.
It is.
Yeah. Because it doesn't change how much it costs or anything. It's just like so they know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And today, again, I didn't do that. And they just were like, oh, yeah, okay. Because it buzzes a red X if you're on the wrong mode of transportation and they check your card. But they're just like, remember to check in.
Oh, really?
On the, yeah.
Buzz red?
I think this is the second time I've gotten a warning for it and not a
thing. Okay.
But I do think it's like...
You're meeting a lot of these checkers in
oh man,
I meet them.
I mean, there's a lot in the metro, but yeah. I find they're very like I mean buses.
Oh, they're all the time.
Buses. Well, I don't use buses much anymore, but the S train, like,
oh, there's more than
One out of 10 journeys, you're definitely seeing somebody.
Yeah,
I feel like it's more than that on the bus and metro.
Could be, yeah, definitely could be.
I think it's I think probably like not half, but like.
It's a
25, 30% of the time I'm on it.
There's someone's checking.
Yeah, getting checked. Yeah, and you know what? I should be checked.
You're the reason they're doing it. Abby, you had a thing that you were talking about, and I was like, I don't know what that is. And then you're like, oh, I'm going to tell you what that is.
Owen doesn't know what Festivalen is. And maybe you don't either if you aren't in Denmark or if you are in Denmark, but you just moved here 5 years ago like Owen. Festivalen is like it's like Fat Tuesday is what it's the day before Lent starts is the day that it's celebrated. So it's Sunday, February 19th this year.
Uh-huh.
And the way that the Danes celebrate that, it's like, you know what Lent is because from a Catholic country.
Yeah.
Okay. So they celebrate the day before that by pretending that they invented donuts and calling them Festlaunboller.
Really?
Whoa. Yes, the Danes. Yeah. Okay. That thing is a Boston cream donut. You guys are like, oh, look, we made bread and we put icing inside.
I'm sorry. Oh, those.
Where do you think? Who?
Boston. Who I think Boston.
Made pastries first?
Okay,
it was Vienna.
Yep.
Then it came to Denmark.
And you guys took
and
over the
name.
And
what do you call your pastries?
You're right.
Danishes.
Right. Okay.
Fucking dumbasses.
But now it's Boston.
So I will say that Fest Allowance Bowling came before your Boston cream whatever donut.
We can't be sure. Okay.
Fight about this inside Abby.
And then all the kids dress up in, you have to have seen this, Owen. They dress up in outfits like Danish Halloween. And then they do a pinata, but they don't call it a pinata.
It's a cat.
There's a barrel.
There's a barrel
hanging, and they used to have a real cat in it, and they hit it with a stick, and they used to hit a barrel with a cat in it. The children were taught to do this by their loving parents, and then what would happen to the cat, Marius?
It would eventually, I mean, I'm guessing it would get severe trauma and eventually...
It would donate its organs.
Yeah.
Like a quickly good opt in.
It would fall out and then I'm guessing...
Were cats allowed to opt in or opt out of the barrel?
They were opt out.
Do they still put like a fake cat in the barrel now?
No.
They put a cat on the barrel.
Or
it's like a cat. Yeah, they do cat-themed things. But it's just filled with candy or whatever. And they
It's a pinata,
instead of being like a pinata, which you can break, it's a literal wooden barrel that takes forever for these children to line up in the February cold.
Oh my God, it's so frustrating seeing like these small like.
Oh my God!
And you're just like, oh, this is gonna take forever.
Yeah.
So wait, so you don't? Do they break it in the end or no?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Eventually,
but just say
and then
ages.
There's candy in that falls out.
Yeah, they make them really like then burn off all those calories first.
Whoever, there's like some rules. If you're the first one to sort of the candy falls out, then you're the cat king.
Yeah, cat
queen.
King. Yeah.
Okay.
Then there's something with the last. Because eventually you want to just completely wreck it, so there's nothing left hanging off the barrel.
Yeah.
So you just keep punching the sticks.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then you're also cat queen or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's done in costumes.
Yep.
And then
what do you dress up as?
Anything.
It's nice because I think Festivalen is the reason that Danes are not like... Like Festivalen, they get to dress up as anything. You don't have to be a scary thing.
Okay.
So then at Halloween, I feel like Danes have been really heavy on that scary thing costumes. Because they're like, oh, we have this other holiday where we dress up as like whatever we want.
Uh-huh.
So like the freaking 5-year-olds on Halloween have like fake blood and like teeth coming out of their necks. And you're like, what? Whereas in America, that would be like that would be a Furby, which is also terrifying, to be fair. Like, that would be a really scary.
That's a deep cut.
But we also have the kind of trick-or-treating element here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What is that, though? Because my kids have never done that. What do you do?
Well, you go around to houses, and then you sing. Boller up, boller ned, boller I min mave. Hvis jeg ingen boller får, så laver jeg ballade. Basically means if you don't give me any fastelavns boller, fastelavns buns.
Donuts is the word that you're looking for.
Boston donuts, yeah.
I'm going to cause trouble.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a threat. You're threatening people. You're just walking around to strangers' houses, ringing their doorbell, and singing to them.
Which, to be fair, is like donuts. A very wordy version of trick or treat. Yeah. It's like, okay, guys, you need an editor.
So is this coming from a pagan history? Must be something. Right?
Yeah. I think it's something with the cat. I think that was because cats were evil or caused bad luck. I don't know the proper pagan traditions.
I do really think, though, like, it's a great time for a holiday. Like, February, there's a dearth of fun holidays. You know, there's like, that's why people throw all their shit at, like, Valentine's Day. You're like, well, there's nothing to do. My birthday's in February. You guys can celebrate on February 12th. You can also celebrate Marius's dad's birthday yesterday. But
these are your options.
Yeah, I went to visit my brother and his kids in Georgia last February, and we did it. We did Festalount with them because it was like, why the we made a pinata. And we like dressed up and we did the whole thing. And I was like, okay, this is the kind of thing where like when I'm in Denmark, I'm like, Halloween's so much better. But then when I was somewhere else, I was like, oh, that's actually cute. It's a good one. That's cute, fun, nice thing that you guys do. I like it.
But I think it's dying, Festalown. I think Halloween has kind of taken it over, because I felt like, during my childhood, it became less and less sort of like a big thing people did.
Is that because you got older and older?
That might have something to do with it.
In my childhood,
by the time I was 18,
none of my friends were dressing
one
up.
Whack and it was done, I mean.
My kids, last night at dinner, we spent the whole time talking about their costumes. Like, they're into it.
Okay, cool.
They were like, my 10-year-old once, she was like very clear that she's like, it can only be funny if it's also cool, the costume. Like, she's very specific.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's like, because we are always like, be a parrot. And we're like, we'll make you a toilet. She's like, no. And my little kid is like, toilet. My big kid is like, no. Like, my friend is being an elf. I should be something where I can wear a really pretty dress, or like, I look cool. Mm. And like, yeah.
But can I ask you, I don't know how it was when you were doing the Halloween thing. Did your parents make costumes, or was it like store-bought?
My parents would take us actually to this fancy Halloween store, and we could pick something out. Mm. And
you have a proper...
When I got older, costume shop, well, my parents like liked making stuff, but they were kind of like, they worked a lot and like... So I remember sometimes my parents like helping me, my dad helped me like build a puppet where like I could pull a trigger and its mouth moved. So we did get into stuff like that sometimes, but it wasn't until I was older that I started making silly costumes.
I ask because my parents, like with the bags of crisps, like they would only buy kind of locally sourced shit.
Yeah. I think that's good. I mean, I prefer that.
I kind of like it, but as a kid, you just want to have the same fucking ninja costume as everybody.
I came
looking like a proper samurai, painted yellow in the face, my mother's kimono, like big bushy eyebrows. Oh. The kids were just scared of me, you know, that's not the point of Festalound. At home, I was like, I looked like a proper samurai. When I came to school, I was like, oh, fuck, I look like a proper samurai. None of these stupid, ignorant kids know that.
I don't know how to respond to this story. Proper samurai. I'm not sure. I don't know what a proper samurai looks like, Marius. I bet you looked fascinating.
Fascinating. Good. Save for a year. Good choice.
This is not what you want.
And I really hope that a picture of it exists. somewhere that I could see at some point. But I think I had the same feeling. It was like, it was really fun to go and pick out like a fancy, like,
When's the 19th? That's in 2 weeks, is it?
It's on Sunday. It's a Sunday after.
Do you want to do a fancy dress to, when we record that week?
We can do that. That could be fun.
Yeah?
Maris, you cannot paint yourself yellow.
I'm going to come in and do a really offensive Japanese accent.
Oh, I got it. And we'll be like, this is the Danish one. Just remember, this is the Danish one.
Yeah, yeah,
they
don't know.
No, it's a job.
Be very clear.
They don't believe in growth here. Yeah. They don't believe in learning.
I'm going to call that one the Huke racism.
Yeah. Oi, yep.
Yep.
But yeah, we could do some... let's put maybe a limit on the cost. But no.
I mean, that might be fun if you can only spend... What would be like realistic? Let's say you could only spend like 50 kroners in total. On
50 kroners? What are you talking about, man?
Have a competition about
who... What are you going to be covered in? Toilet paper. We'll all be mummies. Oh, I can't say that nowadays, can you?
Can you not say mummies?
Is mummies not a thing anymore?
Not a thing? What do you mean?
I don't know.
Mummified something isn't... I don't know.
Why wouldn't you be able
to... I thought mummies isn't the correct term anymore. There's another like more accurate phrase term for that.
Humans in bog roll? I don't
know. Maybe. I don't know. Mummification. Anyway, but yeah, that's 50 kroner, man. That might be a little bit too like.
Owen's
cheap,
like, listen, I've been saving up for this.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna top it off at 10,000.
All right, well.
Because I'm not saying spending a lot, of course not. But there is that fancy dress shop up by the cemetery in Norbro.
Yeah.
Which has always got like a queue, like the day before Halloween day of Halloween, there's like half a kilometer queue outside it.
Yeah.
I think I'm
against these shops because I feel like it's such a waste. It's such like, and so much plastic
gets thrown away.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Like, I like a dependable place to buy a wig. That's what I like to know where I can go and get a wig.
Mm.
Yeah. But
I would also rather invest in a good wig.
Yeah, but I think this is a very interesting conversation where we all are like, yes, yes, you must have a good place. But I think too, like all the costumes I like are all people made them or people like thought about something and put.
Yeah.
The best costume I ever had, I was 19 years old and I was going to a Halloween party. Mm-hmm. I was actually 17 years old because I was going to my college boyfriend's Halloween party.
Oh, you were
and
cool.
I was and not in college. Yes, which exactly right. It very made me cool. Very cool. Very cool. And I was going and I didn't have a Halloween costume. So I did have eyeliner. And I drew a mustache where mustaches traditionally go under my nose, above my lips, and then up through my eyes, like Salvador Dali.
Uh-huh.
And I took a couch cushion from his couch and I duct taped it to my middle.
Uh-huh.
And I was a Salvador Dali couch. And anybody who guessed wrong, I was like, no. And
you
one,
don't understand art.
One person was like, are you like a Salvador Dali couch? And I was like, you're my only friend at this party. I was insufferable. You think I'm bad now, Owen?
Yeah, okay. More Salvador Dali couches then. Let's do something fun. I'm up for that.
Oh, we could come in as a piece of art and we have to guess what the...
Can I? Well, okay, of course, the art right. We made up a thing that Marius has a blog that's an art blog, but it's for like conservative news, and it's called The Art Right. I think we're gonna have to keep going with that joke, so we'll explain it to you every time.
I love you're like the one who cheats on the public transport or is a royalist, and I have
I'm
an
not
art right.
A royalist. you. Abby does cheat on transport. You do have an alt.
At least I'm a socialist. Okay, you guys are conservative royalists.
I'm not a royalist.
You live for the monarchy. And you...
I read his book.
Did you?
Fuck no.
He's going to read
it. Well, a royalist wouldn't read his book.
I listen.
Exactly.
Okay, wait, I do have something else important to say.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, one time I was a lamp for Halloween. I was in the same situation, didn't have a Halloween costume.
Mm.
So I took a lampshade and I put it on my head, and I took a cord and I cut it off another lamp, and I tied it around my waist. And people kept saying that I was a lampshade because the lampshade was on my head, and it pissed me off. So I'm still mad.
I guess I would be angry with that.
I was like, no, what then? I'm
this
like,
is
what
a lampshade.
Stack of lampshades.
This lamp is a lampshade.
Yes.
How can I be what is this?
Exactly.
That's a weird phrase.
How can I be what is this?
That feels like, it's like.
Hit your head. Some,
did you hit your head? Yes. All right, this podcast is going off the rails. All right, I'm going to pull this back. I'm going to. All right, we're going to round it up here.
Can I just find a costume thing? I just saw a nice thing. It wasn't that original. It was somebody dressed as a Lego brick.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But then the caption was, "I'm done with letting people walk all over me." I thought that was brilliant.
That's good.
That's nice. What a message of positivity.
Yes, that was nice. So. Yeah.
all right. Yeah. On that. Hey, do you guys have any hot tips for people for the week ahead?
I got a cold tip.
A cold tip?
Yeah.
We'll take it.
It's the Copenhagen Light Festival.
Wonderful.
And you have to go outside to see it. So that's why it's cold.
Have you noticed that big beam going through the city lately? And it's clearly not part of the Light Festival. It was like, it wasn't green.
I mean, I've seen this from City Hall. There is.
Yeah. What's that one?
But I think it's part of this light festival thing.
But it's not started yet.
No, but they're warming up. I don't know.
All right, let's leave it. That answer, that's enough of an answer for me. Thanks. That's all right.
We'll take it. Okay.
But the festival's all over the city, and you just go and you look at light stuff, and since it still gets dark at freaking 4:30, you bring your kids, you can be outside in the cold and dark, but
cool.
There will be some light out. I have never gone. I've always meant to go, and I've never gone.
It's just you just see stuff like that. The big green laser going from that.
Yeah,
is it from the Parliament to another building? I can't remember. But you see, if you're in the city center, anywhere around the canals, there you'll see this big green beam going through the city. It's really cool.
There's a bunch of stuff in. I still don't know. There has previous years been in Søndermarken up by the zoo. Some shit up there also. Mm-hmm. I've got a hot tip for you then. If you don't want to be outside, you can go inside and check out CTC's latest pantomime play, Rasputin. Rasputin.
The true story.
Yeah, the true story.
It's great for kids.
Rapunzel. it's running until the 5th of February, so you gotta hurry up a little bit. But it's got really good reviews. So go check that out.
I'm gonna go on Saturday. I'm gonna bring my kids to the matinee.
Woo!
And then if you want to know when it's all coming crashing down, then Science and Cocktails are back with the Science and Cocktails. And I lost it now. I lost the event. Sorry.
What is Science and Cocktails?
Science and Cocktails is great sort of event where people, they bring in
speakers,
scientists typically, who are also quite good at sort of communicating.
Those are rare.
Experts on particular topics, really interesting topics, and then they just make cocktails as well.
Yeah.
Wait, the scientists make cocktails?
Well, yeah. Yeah, no.
I was like, what? Mixologist.
That's hit or miss.
Okay.
No, there's like just a bar and they just do interesting talks. It's really cool.
And then, like, there's like the cocktails looks like a science experiment.
Oh, that's cute. It's like in beakers.
No, but there is
good idea. That ruined everything. Sorry.
There is, you know, what that ice?
Ooh, dry ice.
Dry ice.
Yeah. Oh, that's better than beakers. Yes. That's better than beakers.
Yes, it's very good. But on Wednesday, the 12th of April, at 8:00.
Wait, April?
12th of April. Oh,
that can't be right.
No, that is right. I think I just.
Nobody's planning for April.
Check out,
Marius.
Huh?
Nobody's planning for April yet.
No, I don't know. I thought it was March.
There's got to be another one.
There's another. Check out Science and Cocktails. Okay.
That's good.
Save. He's sticking with it.
We have an improv show, Owen.
We do.
On February 9th.
Yes, next week, next Thursday.
Short form improv.
Yeah.
The last time we did it was so funny.
It was very good. Yes, it was very good.
It's at Lucton Station. Mm-hmm. I really want it to sell out.
Yeah.
Like, I feel really motivated because I want to do more improv. I think it's so fun to do. I do stand up and I like doing stand up a lot, but every time I do improv, especially with you, Owen, lately. I'm like, this is so fun. I really want this show to sell out because I really want us to have a reason to do more of them. So please, please come to this improv show on February 9th. It's at Lupton Station. It's such a nice venue. There's a bar.
What's the event called? How do you find it?
It's called Whose Show Is It Anyway? And my face on the poster is very big. So you, I would argue that maybe it's my show. Maybe it's just my normal size face compared to their faces. Very big. Very big.
That's what you search for? Whose show is it anyway?
Inconspicuous comedy.
Inconspicuous comedy.
There'll be a bunch of things like on Facebook or
we'll stick it in instead of Science and Cocktails.
Look at that. There you go. So check out the Facebook page, Copy in Copenhagen. All right, cool.
Did we do a podcast?
I think we did a podcast there.
Oh my God.
Look at that.
So much happened.
I know. Yes. What a journey we've been on in about 40 minutes or so.
We cried. Oh, we laughed.
I didn't cry. I didn't laugh.
I laughed a bit, yeah.
I laughed until I hit my head.
I cried when you hit your head.
Aw, what a guy.
Tears of joy.
Aw.
All right. We will be back in 2 weeks' time. And check out our Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Check out our Facebook page.
Give us a review on all your podcast providers, yes, please.
That would be very good. Just stick some 5 stars up there.
Oh yeah.
iTunes will be very helpful.
Yes.
If you're on iTunes, please give us a couple of stars because people are being on
five stars, not a couple of stars.
When I said a couple,
ask for what you
when
want.
When I meant a couple of stars, I meant you log in, you give us five, you log into your friend's account, okay, and you give us another five.
So
that's what I mean.
Five stars.
Couple of fivers.
Yeah, yeah.
We want five on it.
Very good. All right. Well, from that point, let's just say until next time, stay
coping.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.